Today is Saturday, the 17th of September 2022, and we are all gathered here for the 49th session on mindfulness for beginners in English. And on behalf of the organizing committee and all the attendees, I would like to welcome with much respect Venerable Bhante Akmimana Dhamma Gutta Thero to today's session. And while it is usually Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhamma Kusala Thero who's attending this program, he is unable to attend the program today. So in place of his presence, we have Venerable Bhante Dhamma Gutta Thero joining us to provide us with valuable insights on mindfulness for today. So I would like to welcome all the attendees who are also joining in through Zoom, and also those who are attending the program through the Facebook live stream of the Satipatthasala Foundation. So without further ado, I would describe the architecture or the structure of the program. We will first go into an in-session mindfulness practice of few minutes guided by Bhante, and then we will proceed to the Q&A session, after which we will go through the talk delivered by Bhante and then wrap up the program. So that is the sequence of events, and I would hand over the program to Venerable Bhante for guided meditation or guided mindfulness rather on during session. Over to Bhante, much merits.
Today, I think I can manage the session with your help. And also, I know that most of you are not the beginners. You are familiar with the meditation practice. So anyway, we will start the sitting meditation practice with the guided way. So for that, we know that everyone doing sitting meditation with the help of our body. So first, we correct our body, our posture, so that we can help or we can stay some long time without any distraction from our body. So we'll sit or we'll correct our posture with the balance way. Then we can close the eyes with the gently way so that we can not become a distraction from the ear. So, and also we are staying in the not loudly noise place. So we don't have distraction from the sound also. And also we don't eat anything and also we don't smell something. So we have the only distraction, if it is there, only from the body. So we can get concentrate on our body and also in a present moment. When we are doing concentrate on our body in present moment, different people may feel the different kind of sensation. Like some people may feel about the breathing system. Maybe it may be a nostril area. Sometimes it may be a chest rising and falling. Sometimes it may be a stomach rising and falling. Sometimes you may feel the heart beating system like that. You may feel the touching places of your chair or your legs like that. You may feel the different kind of sensation. Anything you feel, you can look at or just bear attention on that, what is happening to that in the current moment, in present moment. With that, we can come to the present moment or we can come to the my body. And that is, we are telling this as a sitting meditation. So we will practice few minutes with the sitting meditation till I ring the bell. Just we practice some several minutes. Can you hear me well?
Yes, Bhante, we can hear Bhante.
There was a message telling that it's difficult to hear myself.
Yes, Bhante, now it is fine. Now the volume is much, voice is much clearer.
Okay, we'll continue.
Yes, Bhante. Thank you. And thank you, Bhante, for that in-session mindfulness practice. So as the next step, we would move on to the Q&A session, and I would like to warmly invite Nadeep to present the reports and conduct the Q&A session for today. Thank you, Nadeep.
Thank you, Namante. Much merit for that. Asarai Bhante.
Yes, we understand.
Yeah. We have received two reports, Bhante. The second report is a little bit longer, so I started the first one. Sitting session, 16th of September 2022. Sat on the cushion and adjusted the body to a balanced position. Closed eyes gently. After a quick body scan, the breath was noticed around nostril area. Was able to watch the in and out breath fairly easily. There's a sense of familiarity with this process now. Noted the chest expanding and contracting. After a while, gaps in the air flow noted. Thoughts arose from time to time, although the mind didn't disturb or react to them. Body and mind felt calm. After some time, slight discomfort felt around lower back area on the left side, and the mind simply noticed it. Everything felt calm. Was aware that the body was breathing but couldn't make out its sensation prominently anywhere. Felt sleepy and the body drooped to one side. After a few minutes, body was adjusted to a balanced position again. Felt a mixture of boredom and calmness. Sat for 35 minutes. Mindfulness during the day. Noting the arising and passing away of thoughts, feelings, sensations, memories, sounds, taste, etc. more during the day. While the body was ill last week, the mind became acutely aware that even the most painful feeling was not static and was arising and passing away. Mind is becoming a bit disinterested in some activities that used to be considered important before. For example, there are travel plans for 2 weeks holidays soon, but the usual excitement is missing. Yes, it's 2 weeks long, but that comes to an end too. There's a lot of planning and preparing and packing to do beforehand. Was something that passes away soon enough. Couldn't help noticing the pointlessness of investing so much in things that give so little in return. However, carried on with household chores, work duties, and planning. The holiday with family members, but there is a different difference now. It feels like a part of the mind is engaged in the previously mentioned actions, while another part of the mind just notices it all, quite unaffected by what is taking place. Venerable Bhante, looking forward to hear your valuable feedback. Much merit to you and to the organizing team. That's the end of the report, Bhante.
Okay, good. I would like to say about the meditation sitting practice. It is good for here that you are starting the very well way, because as a beginner's mind, we are starting with the beginner's mind, setting the posture and the starting from the begin. So this is much important, because even though you are much practiced person, starting as a beginner's mind is very important. Because as an example, let's say we are climbing the mountain. Even though we climbed thousands of times, we have to start from the begin. So when we are doing the meditation practice also, we can start as a beginner's mind. But with the practice, we can go very faster than the in the beginning, in the previous way. So we can start as a beginner's mind, and it is better to do some more time for the sitting practice. You are mentioning that you stay 35 minutes. If you can spend some more time for the meditation sitting practice, you may feel some more details about the system. You may observe so many things about the yourself. So try to stay some longer time with the sitting practice. And also, when you consider about the day-to-day life, you are telling about the things rising and falling. So understanding those things is good. And also, you can see, you can observe, as you observe in the sitting practice, like the boredom coming, your likeness, unlikeness coming, those kind of things also can feel in the day-to-day life also. And also, when you are planning to go to the holiday, sometimes we are planning to do. When it is happening every day, we are not planning so much. When it is happening very rare way, we are planning to do this. But it is when it becomes a normal day-to-day action, we are not planning to that. And also, when we are staying in the holiday, or when we are staying in the party, when we are staying in the much crowded town also, we can stay with myself. We can stay with my current body. As far as I know that there's a good place for me, there's a assembly ground for me, we can stay anywhere in the world, but we are calmed down. I am calming down the earth. So as you know that there's a place for the assembly ground, that is my body, it is my thought. So even though all other people are rushed with something else, I can stay with my body or my thought with calm down way. So that understanding is much good. So practice this same thing longer and spend some long time for the sitting meditation, and continue this way. Let's move to the next one.
Thank you very much, Pante. Next question, next report. September 15th, sitting meditation, 45 minutes. Sitting practice in office during a break. Sat on a yoga block in loose Burmese position. Left knee and shin rested on floor and right leg rested on a low cushion. Since body is still adjusting to extended cross-legged sitting. Began by recalling intention to hold breath as primary object, wherever prominent. Brought awareness to body and noticed movement of air in abdomen, alongside subtle tension in the inner hips and lower belly, just below the region moving most with the breath. Throughout the sitting session, attention would occasionally move back to this tension. When observed, the tension would usually ease somewhat and then gradually return. Moved attention to a body scan to notice sensations and release tension where possible. Moved attention through body in around 5 to 7 increments, first from head to legs, then back up from legs to head. keeping attention at each portion for around 5 breaths. Most prominent tension found in lower belly and inner hips, as mentioned above, and also some in forehead and shoulders. When reaching neck and head at end of body scan, body felt very quiet and momentary subtle feeling arose of being a floating head with no body. When this was noted, attention automatically moved through body searching for sensations and discovered subtly warm contact between left palm and back of right hand. Subtle feeling of pressure and release of air in belly re-emerged. Turn attention to breath awareness and normal body sensations returned. Mind first noticed breath in lower belly and next in the nostrils. Nostril sensations increased in prominence until they were stronger than the belly sensations, although belly movement sensations still remained. Awareness continued for some time, punctuated by shifts to various body sensations and thoughts. At some point, mind began to wonder whether breath sensations were stronger in the belly or nose, which led briefly to an involuntary moving back and forth of attention comparing the two. The comparison was inconclusive, but led to noticing that different sensation became relatively more or less prominent in different parts of the breath. Most commonly, the nostril sensations was most prominent at the beginning of inhales and exhales, while belly sensations were most prominent through the middle and end of inhales and exhales. Sometimes felt air moving into the right side of the belly before moving to the left side of the belly. This was experienced alongside tension felt most often in left lower belly and right hip, although sometimes these switched. Breath moved faster at the beginning of inhales and exhales and tended to slow down at the middles and ends. Exhales were smoother than inhales. Although inhales were also smooth, they were experienced as several distinct phases within the body. First, lower belly expansion, then mid belly around the diaphragm, then sides and back of the rib cage. The latter expansion would occasionally continue with a very long breath into the upper chest. Sometimes at the top of the inhale, the mind would begin wondering whether the breath should expand into the chest for that breath or whether it should move to the exhale as usual. Attention began attempting to evenly monitor the belly and nostril at the same time, whether as part of a complete system or overlapping sensations. Nostril sensations would usually emerge first as a relatively indistinct buzz, lasting more or less throughout the inhale and exhales, while the belly would become overtake the nostrils in prominence. Subtle feeling of wave from nostril down to belly with inhale and belly back to the nostril while exhale. Although my mind is generally more verbal and discursive than visual, sometimes images arise which are evocative and emotion-laden. While trying to observe the breath simultaneously at the belly and nostrils, three images arose, two in succession and one later. The first was the breath as an arm-like limb. The air in the nostril was the skin and the feel of the air moving in the belly was the bone and tendons. This quickly shifted to the breath being a fruit. With the belly movement as the flesh and core of the fruit and the air in the nostril as the skin or peel, the fruit went from being indistinct to resembling a kiwi. Later, in conjunction with noting the prominence of the breath in different parts of the body during different phases of each inhale and exhale, I began to involuntarily imagine the breath as a baton race. Like one runner runs carrying a baton and passes it to the next runner, it felt like the breath was being passed across different parts of my body. Sensations went in wave form, the nostril down during the inhalation and back up during the exhalation. Perceived occasional brightening of external lights through closed eyes and heard indistinct voices from outside of office. Heard clattering sounds and images arose of doors opening and shutting. Images and accompanying concern arose of co-workers opening the door and coming in during sitting session. The mind began to construct explanations of why I was sitting cross-legged on the floor instead of working on my computer at my desk, and calculation of whether I could pretend to be working in time. At what felt like around two-thirds of the way through the sitting, warmth arose into torso. As warmth progressed, felt slight moisture emerge in some areas around skin. Warmth turned into coolness on the outside of skin as conditioned air struck the skin. But inner warmth remained. It gradually reduced intensity until mild by the end of the sitting. For a few brief moments towards the end, felt subtle and quiet but clear and distinct sensations of air on outer rims of nostril as other sensations subsided. Brought to mind image of clear ice-cold water streaming from a tap and the very edges of waves from a lake that go farthest up the sand but remain perfectly transparent. Subtle desire for more of the pleasant sensation, but other body sensations entered and the moment passed. Towards the end of the sitting, experienced two lines of soreness long underside of the external hips and thighs, longer in the right leg than in the left. Thoughts and mild concerns about meditating in the office for too long became increasingly prominent. Opened eyes when the predetermined time had elapsed and felt quiet, relaxed and spacious. Many thanks to Bhante and organizers for this extremely supportive program. And thank you in advance to Bhante for any guidance. That's the end of the report, Bhante.
Okay, long report. And as we're telling that anytime is tea time, anytime is meditation time. In the office also, you can do meditate. Anywhere in the world, you can do meditate. So even though this is long report, I like to mention some small things. When you are doing sitting meditation, you may feel the breathing system in the belly or in the nostril area. But you no need to think about both places. Let's say if you are a doorkeeper, you are looking at someone, any thief coming through them. So if you suspect someone, if you go with him and go behind with you, him, so you will lose the some more people also. If you are doorkeeper, you are staying only at the door only. You no need to go with some people. So you are staying in the door and you are looking at who is coming through that. So likewise, when you are looking at the breathing system, you can first few breathing cycles, you can consider that which is the much prominent, which is the, let's say, nostril area is much prominent. You can look at the nostril area. If the belly is much prominent, the stomach rising and falling is much prominent, you can consider about the stomach. Then hold the cycle of the breathing system, you can look at in the belly or nostril area, only one place. If you try to move belly to nostril area and vice versa, so your observation, you will not able to observe completely, because your mind is moving here and there. If you try to observe one specific place within the first few cycle, you can observe that which one is much prominent, and you can consider that prominent one and stay with that. And you can observe the whole cycle of the breathing system with that. Then you will be able to understand some more details. Actually, we are understanding those things not to stay with the breathing system. We try to understand the real world, what is happening there. Real world about myself. So we are considering one specific kamathan as a specific object, and looking at that, about the whole thing about that. So if you select the nostril area, you can observe whole thing of the nostril area, what is happening when you are breathing in, breathing out, and with the whole time you can understand what is happening. Throughout you can understand about the yourself. You can understand about the whole world. So you no need to think about the belly or nostril area or any other places time to time. You can consider what specific place, and you can observe what is happening in that. And only the thing I like to tell about the sitting meditation, and also you can do anywhere a sitting meditation. No need to sit cross-legged way. While you are walking also, while you are doing something else also, you can do meditate. You can stay with myself. And also sometimes when we are doing sitting meditation, as you are telling that you feel that, why I am doing this kind of thing without doing my job, like without doing calculation in front of the computer. So sometimes we also feel that. When we are doing this kind of thing, this kind of meditation-like thing, our mind is telling that, he is suggesting that, why I am doing that? Because our mind is not like to understanding about himself. Because our mind also telling that he don't like to understand himself. So he is suggesting to do something else. So understanding those things also much better, because we don't think about myself as my enemy. When we are looking at myself very well, I am also the enemy of myself. Sometimes we may feel that. So when we are doing this kind of purification thing, when we are considering about myself, sometimes we may feel that those kind of things. So continue with that, and also you can do meditate everywhere in the world and anytime. So good. We'll move to the next one.
Much merit for that, Bhante. Very valuable insights. Those are the two reports we have received today. Do we have some time for any verbal questions, Bhante?
Yes.
Yeah. So I would like to invite all the participants. If you have any questions, please present to the Bhante. I'll by raising hand. Yes, already one there. I'll unmute Samantha. Please unmute yourself and speak. Thank you.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bhante. That was very helpful guidance I found on the breath meditation. So when I'm focusing my attention on the breath, I stay with the breath initially, and then I continue. And then, say if I get thoughts and sounds outside or something,
I didn't go down. I came back.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. I then let go of my thoughts or external sounds or whatever came to my mind. And then I go back to the breath. Is that how I can? Would I stay focused on the breath, even though there are peripheral disturbances, and then come back and then gradually keep on bringing my attention back to the breath and keep on doing that? And then would eventually, as I practice throughout the years, would my mind fullness also increase, and then I'll be able to be mindful during the day all the time as well? But you know, I had to do that every day anyway, but in order to increase my mindfulness throughout the day as well. So basically I'm just asking Bhante to have for me personally, I find that having one object of meditation easier to stay focused, whereas if I go to observe all different things around outside the breath, apart from one object, I get muddled and I get a bit confused, and my mind is more distracted rather than sort of like focused. Does that make sense, Bhante?
Yes. And in the beginning, we are focusing on a specific object as a kamathan, and we are looking at that. So while at that time, the distractions are happening, but we are not inviting to distraction. If some distraction happen, if our mindfulness is strong enough, we can stay with that distraction also with mindfully. Let's say you become a noise or sound, then you can observe what is happening to the sound while considering that. You can observe the sound is increasing or decreasing, it's moving here and there like that. You can observe what is happening to the sound also with your mindfulness. So then it will not be the distraction for you. Let's say you become pain while doing meditation practice. So you can observe what is happening to the pain, characteristic of the pain also. And also sometimes you may feel the if you like that, if you don't like that, those kind of thing also you can observe as an outside person. So if you are bind to the sound, or if you bind to the pain or something else, distraction, then only it becomes a distraction for you. Then it will harmful for your mindfulness. If your mindfulness is strong enough, you can be mindful with the distraction also. So don't invite the distraction. If any distraction come, and also your mindfulness is strong enough, you can bear up that distraction also. So I think you get some idea.
Yes. Thank you, Bhante. So when the distraction happens, in my say my sitting meditation, where my the object is breath, should I make a note of whatever has arisen and then go back to the breath and keep on doing that way?
Yes, when you get distraction, let's say your mind is wonder about that, but don't worry about that. the distraction also come, and also as it come, it also going away. Distraction is not to stay last long with you. The distraction will come, and also it will go. After it go, if you are worry about that only, you will not able to again come back to the if you are not worry about the distraction, the next moment you can come back to the your object and you can observe what is happening current moment. So only the wrong thing we are doing is we are get worry about the distraction. If you are not worry about the distraction, the next moment you can come back to the your object and you can observe.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you, Bhante. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Samantha. Very pertinent questions and very valuable answer from Bhante. Everyone worried about moving away from the primary object and how to get distracted by the other thoughts and also moving away from the primary object. Those are the questions we already had. Very nice and very valuable answer. Thank you very much, Bhante. Are there any questions, or if anyone has any questions for the Bhante? Yes, Bhante, you can unmute and ask question.
Sorry, Bhante. Just a little question, Bhante. Continuation of the similar thing, the question raised by the previous person, Samantha. But I had similar thing this week. So before I was going for the walking, I accidentally watched my phone, and there was something about ABC TV. There's something about the Sri Lanka, but it struck my head, and when I was walking, it keep coming. So I know it's not a good thing to think about it. So I just try to keep a distance from the distraction. So it's keep coming. It kept coming, so I think it's stayed the same thing going on and on for about 5 to 10 minutes. So, but I just continued. So my question, Bhante, if similar thing happened, I tried usually see if there are any, is there any desire for my, the things happening in the mind, if there's a reaction, if there's anger or, but I tried all sort of thing, but nothing worked. So what we do in that situation, Bhante, is there anything I could follow? I could. Thank you, Bhante.
Okay, in this kind of situation, everyone come across. So when we don't like something, that's mean, let's say, I don't like this thing. That's mean that we are binding with the rejection also. We are refusing that thing and we are binding to that. Even though we are refusing it, we are binding with that refusion thing. So with that binding, it come again and again. If we don't consider that as a bad thing, it may go away and it will not come time to time. So we are binding with things with the like to that, and also we are refusing that. So we are binding to something with the refusing it. So in this case, you are binding with that with refusing it. So don't considering that, just let to go that also. It will not come again. But even though it come back again, if you are not considering about that, it will not come. Continuously. Let's say first it come within 5 minutes. Then if you are give the value to that and refusing it, then it will come within 2 minutes. if you are not considering about, and if you let to go, it will not come within 5 minutes again. Like that, when you are giving the value to that, it will come again and again. If you are not giving to the value to that, it will not come. It will come, but it will not frequently come. And frequently it get reduced and get voided. So I think the best thing is not giving value to that. We are the one giving value to things like and not liking. If you are not giving value to that, it will get reducing and fade off. So I think get something.
Thank you, Bhante. I think that's a good explanation, Bhante. It's because I was looking what's happening in the mind in that situation, because it's not the original thing I look at it. It is something like a reaction inside, as Bhante said, sort of like some negative feeling or something like a frustration sort of thing inside. So that's because I gave certain value, it kept appearing. So it's try to, so what Bhante is telling, it's try to keep a distance.
Happening, the fabrication is happening. When you give value to that, it fabricates with something else also. The next time it fabricates with some more things, and so it become much valuable thing. Gradually it become more valuable thing.
Okay. Yeah, I got the point, Bhante. Thank you very much, Bhante. Thanks. Much merits to you, Bhante.
Thank you, Bandula, and much merit for the Bhante. Another very valuable insights that are helpful for our practice. I think it's now time to introduce the guidance for mindfulness. I hand over to Namantha, as no one raised hand or any questions, I assume so. Namantha, over to you.
All right. Thank you, and much merits, Nandeep, and much merits to Bhante too, for the Q&A session. So it's actually a good summation at the end, that providing lower value to some of the experiences will cut down the thought processes after you do that. So now I, as the next item on our agenda, I would go through the beginner's introduction to commencing practice. I will share the screen for this. So you can see on screen the 5 points we have listed. The first one is the two videos on YouTube, which explain what to do while you are doing your mindful walking practice and your mindful sitting practice. Once you are familiar with this, if you're a newcomer, you can start with 10 minutes or 20 minutes of mindful walking, and then move on to 10 minutes or 20 minutes of mindful sitting afterwards to commence this training. And when you gain experience and when you gain a solid idea of what you're doing, then you can extend it to 1 hour of mindful walking and 1 hour of mindful sitting quite easily, and that will help you to strengthen your development further and further. Then the third point is about writing the reflection reports. So here you are putting the experiences gained in these two formats of mindfulness into writing, into written format. So that's quite an experience. That's quite a endeavor, because it trains your mind to be more mindful when you are going back into the practice. Because when you write it, you know what you are. You have to think and write it. That kind of strengthens your understanding of your own self, your own mindfulness. So please write these reports when you can and as much as you can. We will present them to the, in these sessions, and we don't mind how many reports we get. While we are getting 2-3 reports every day, if there's anyone who wants, who can write reports, we encourage all of you to write the reports. So we'll manage the time accordingly for presenting reports to the to Bhante during the session. So for the report on mindful working, as shown here, you can describe what your object or focus was, whether you are being disturbed by surrounding noises or surrounding or that whether you were able to gain the awareness back placed onto the moving body parts or contact with the ground. And likewise, in mindful sitting session, you can describe what was the object of focus. It could have been the breath moving in and out. It could have been bodily sensations or vibrations or abdomen rising or falling. So you can describe these as you have seen in the reports usually presented. And then you can also add another component to the report describing your day-to-day mindfulness during normal daily activities. And the fourth point is about sending the reports to us. You can email them to beginnersnv@gmail.com or submit through the Google form. These links will be put into the Zoom chat section after I finish this introduction. You can copy them and use them in future sessions to send these reports. The fifth point is about the recordings. They will be available through this link throughout, and there could be some delays in uploads as it has been recently, but in future we will try to upload everything very quickly. So these are the 5 points for a beginner to get accustomed in when starting up on mindfulness practice according to the guidance of Nisaranwane Forest Monastery. And I hope that all of you who are joining will be able to do these practices at least in smaller time frames if you are too busy to go up to 1 hour time frames, and then start writing some reports so that you gain the benefit of converting your practice into written words, which will help you further to understand how and what to do to be more mindful. So I will stop sharing the screen. And now it is time for us to listen to Bhante's talk on mindfulness scheduled for today. So with much respect to Bhante, I would like to invite Bhante on behalf of all of us to conduct the talk on mindfulness. Over to Bhante. Much merits.
Thank you, Namantra. Today I would like to talk about the holding a fixed view or holding the wrong beliefs regarding the mindfulness practice also. So as you all know that we all have some specific views. We are holding some views or we are having some beliefs. Those may be correct, those may be wrong. Sometimes we are believing that my belief is completely correct. The other one's belief is completely wrong. That is the most dangerous thing. So when you are talking about the views or talking about the beliefs, so we everyone have different kind of views. But as far as I believing that my view is correct, any other views are wrong, that is much dangerous thing. So that is the thing I would like to talk about this few minutes. And how it affect to the my pratipada or my what is we are doing now, and how it is effect into the my purification, and whether it is move to the wrong path like that, we'll try to talk about today those things. When you consider about the view or beliefs, let's say we normal people have so much problems. Let's say now those days in Sri Lanka people, we have so many problems in petrol or inflation or so much problems. With that, those people don't have this kind of some wrong views, because they have so much issues, so much problems to solve within day-to-day life. And also, if someone don't have this kind of problem, he just like to look at the news and he look at taking the problems in somewhere else in the end of other end of the world. Sometimes, let's say, in person in Sri Lanka, if he don't have a problem, he's looking at the news and he is taking the problem in America, and he is thinking about that. So he don't come to the wrong belief, because he is having so much problems to solve. He is having so much things to think about. When someone is don't have this much of things to think about, he may come into the some different kind of view, different kind of wrong beliefs. When we are considering about our pratipada, let's say we are just like to think about myself. We are thinking about my purification. We are thinking about who am I? What is happening in this world? When we are thinking about myself and we ignore about all the problems in the outside world, we also can come into the wrong views. We also can come into the some wrong beliefs. That is something, some dangerous thing. Because some normal people who are staying in the world without thinking about myself, they don't have those kind of things. And also when we are thinking about the purification and when we are doing some specific path, we can come into the some wrong views and we may go into the some wrong way. We may go into the some wrong things, and we may do in some wrong things, and we come into the much more dangerous places, not like us normal people. So we consider about those kind of views we are come across. Let's say one person is doing dana, like giving things to someone else, doing very good things, helping to the others and worshiping to the Buddha or worshiping to the Sangha like that. While doing those things also, he can come across some wrong views. Let's say we are someone doing Buddha Puja like that. Sometimes he may come to some wrong view, and he may tell that this is the way I am doing the Buddha Puja. The other one is doing something else. It is wrong. Not only Buddha Puja. So let's say something else also. When he is doing that thing, he may tell that this is the way it should be done. The other ways are completely wrong. Then it becomes some belief. Then it will be a belief and it may be a wrong thing. And also, let's say someone is doing the dana for the Sangha. Some people can come to the wrong views, or wrong beliefs. Some people are telling that it should be four monks should be there for the Sanghika dana. Like that, they may come into some wrong views. It may be wrong, it may be correct also. Whatever you do with your clear mind, with mindfully, it will be the correct thing. Otherwise, if you do the much valuable thing also, it may be wrong thing. So even though you are doing much valuable thing, if you are not doing it mindfully, it may be wrong thing, because you don't know what is happening now. If you are doing it mindfully, it may be correct. So when considering about the views, I would like to tell about a small example how we are coming to this kind of belief or this kind of view. Let's say I am in the Nisarnavane and also we have a big forest. Even though we have a big forest, I am going to the only specific places only, from my kuti to meditation hall and also the dhanashala or vihara or, and pindapata like that. I am going to only specific places only. Most of the time, I am going only specific path only. I'm not going to all the places in big forest. And also, let's say there is a cobra in this forest. And cobra also have specific things to do. He need to find the food, he need to find the water, and he needs some, and engage with some other cobras. And also, he also going in a specific path only. He also not going all the places in the this forest. Let's say one day I met that cobra in, let's say, Dhanashala, near to Dhanashala. So I am thinking the cobra is staying in the near to Dhanashala. Well, let's say on one day it's happening. And after a few days also, again I met the cobra near to Dhanashala. Then I become to the belief. I become to the fixed view as a cobra is in the near to Dhanashala. But reality, actually cobra may be near to the my kuti. But I met the cobra near only in 2 days near to the Dhanashala. With that view, I come to the wrong views or wrong belief that cobra is near to the Dhanashala. So it is completely wrong. But most of the time, cobra is staying in near to the my kuti. I don't consider about that. Because I met the cobra near to the Dhanashala, I'm so much vigilant, so much diligent about the cobra near to the Dhanashala. So if a cobra is go to the Dhanashala next day also, I will meet him at that. But I am not consider about the cobra will stay near to the my kuti. I'm not think about that. So I am not much vigilant or much diligent about the cobra near to the my kuti. But actually he is staying long time near to the my kuti. Like that, my belief is that the cobra is staying in the Dhanashala, but actually it is most of the time staying near to the my kuti. So like that, we are coming to the fixed views or beliefs with the things we are hearing, we are seeing, we are smelling, we are feeling that. Through the sensation of our eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and the mind, throughout this sensation only, we are becoming wrong views. Let's so, as if I ask the question, can we feel all the things in the world through our sensation? Let's say, can I see everything in the world through my eyes? Can I hear everything in the world through my ears? Or can I feel everything in the world through my other sensation? It is not possible. We can sense only very tiny things, very very little things only through our sensation. We can't feel everything, but very small things we feel, we come across the fixed view. We come into the some specific beliefs. It may be completely wrong, but as far as I think, this is correct. There are so many evidence come to that. This my belief is correct. As far as I am in a specific belief, so many evidence coming in different way. That is the thing with the wrong views. So because of so many evidence coming, my beliefs much become much stronger and stronger. So I am not believing that my belief is wrong, because I have so much evidence for that. With that, I may become, if it is so wrong one, so I may come into the so much dangerous situation. So believing or wrong views are much dangerous than the normal person. When we are doing practice like a meditation practice like thing, our mind is getting calmed down much, and also it is getting purification like that. Let's say we all know about the you know, what is called that mind. The name of that I can't feel that. What is we are shaking and the throughout that. The name of that I forget now. So what is that? Namati, do you remember the name?
Oh, is it the mindja, Bhante?
Yes, mindja. I'm sorry. Let's say we have mindja. When I shake that, I can't see throughout that because so many small particles are there. So I can't see throughout that. I can't see what is the things behind that. So at that time, I am not believing something. Like the normal person who is have so much problems, he don't have time to think about the beliefs. He don't have time to think about myself. He don't time to think about what is the reality of the world. So because as a mindja, it has so much dust particle, it is coming here and there. We can't see through the mindja. But when it's getting some calm down, and if you don't shake it, and when it becoming calming down, we can see something through the mindja. Let's say we can see something through, but it is not much clear. It is blurred, like it may be blurred like. So if we come to the specific belief that, let's say I can see my computer screen through the mindja, but I can't see very clearly. But because of it is getting calming down, I can see something. If I get some wrong belief with that, I am seeing is correct through the mindja, I may get into the wrong decision. I may get into the very wrong view or wrong belief. So when like that, when our mind is getting purification or when our mind is getting calming down, so we may come to the some wrong views. Like that, what are the things we are feeling while doing meditation practice? Like that, let's say you may see something. You may feel some light kind of things while doing meditation practice. And also you may feel this world is like that. This world is like this. Likewise, you may get some wrong views about yourself or wrong views about the world. So when we are doing meditation practice or your mind is getting calmed down, so this kind of wrong views can come across. It is not happening to some normal people. Then you may come across this kind of wrong views. If you get that also the much good thing, or you are considering that also very valuable thing, or if you give the much value for that, you may get some more evidence about that. Because we get the example of about the cobra, when we think about this is correct, we get some more evidence for that it is correct always. So we are coming to my view is completely correct. So all other views are completely wrong. So like that, when our mind is getting purification, we may come across this kind of wrong views. So when we are telling about the wrong views, Buddha is dividing these wrong views in different way. In Sabbasa Sutra Buddha, it is telling that six different kind of wrong views. Like that I am here and I am the one looking at the world, and like that not myself is not there, no non-self like that. Six different kind of wrong beliefs are there. In the Sabbasava Sutra, Buddha is telling that six different wrong beliefs. Again, in another sutta, Buddha is telling that 10 different kind of beliefs. In the Aggi Vachagotta Sutta, Buddha is telling that 10 different wrong views. Let's say, I am staying last long with the whole, with the world. And also another belief is, I am not staying last long. I am staying in this life only, in this life only. And also sometimes this body and mind is two different things. It is only the truth. And also another belief is, body is something and the mind is something else. It is the only truth. Like that, this different kind of beliefs are there. Those, all the beliefs are extremes. Buddha is telling that this, let's say, this world is continue with me. Let's say, I am staying last long, and one extreme is I am staying last long. The another extreme is I am staying only in this life only. These both are two extremes only. Buddha is rejecting both two extremes. Buddha is not accepting I am not staying last long. And also Buddha is not accepting I am staying only in this life. Buddha is refusing both two extremes. Because he know that if he accept someone is staying last long in the without getting Nibbana or without leaving to this samsara, it was a wrong thing. And also sometimes if someone say that I am staying only in this life, it also the wrong. So Buddha is refusing both extremes. So like that, if we come to the extreme like that, only my belief is correct, all others are wrong, that is wrong. Yeah, like that, when we are doing practicing, we also come into this kind of view, this kind of wrong beliefs. But as far as we know that my view may be wrong, sometimes tomorrow I may think as a different way. If I can accept that, if I can observe my view also the unstable thing, then I can openly think about my view. Then the next day I can feel that my view get wrong. Today I get some specific belief or view. Tomorrow it may be wrong. So if I can accept that, then I can move front. Otherwise with the wrong belief, I will go to something else. I will go to some wrong path. So likewise, again, Buddha is telling that those kind of wrong views split into the 64 wrong views. That also another criteria. As per the criteria, wrong views can split into the 64 or 10 or 6 like that. That also another criteria only. As per the criteria, wrong views also can split into the different way. Again, that also the belief only. Like that, again, even though we are staying in the specific view, as far as it is helping to our purification, it is helping to the coming end of our suffering. It is helping to the understanding who am I. It is helping to the understand what is the world, what is the happening to them. It may be good belief. If it is not helping to the understanding the what is happening to me, what is the world, it is not the good belief. It may be a belief, but it may be helping to the end of the suffering. Let's say Buddha is telling that everything is not staying last long. But sometime Buddha is refusing that it is not complete. It is not only the thing. Because of that, when in the first day, we can consider that what I am doing correct or wrong will affect to myself. That means I am staying with the this life to next life. But if I say I am staying last long, it may be wrong because it is not happening to last long. So if I am going to the specific believe and think as it is the only thing is correct, when it is not helping to the end of my suffering. So as far as it is helping to the end of my suffering or understanding myself, it will be the good belief. So while doing our meditation practice also, we may come across this kind of beliefs and of the different kind of understanding. Then if we can bear up that and if we can consider this is the one thing happen. This may can happen next day also. And also that belief also can change next day completely wrong way. Like that we can accept anything and we can, consider it also the another thing also. And it may be wrong next day. Like that, if we can accept, we can move to the our path without going to the wrong belief and without going to some dangerous places. If we are in the wrong view, sometimes we are lost in the desert. We are lost in the forest. When we are lost in the forest like that, without GPS or without any phone or like that thing to communicate with someone else, we are lost. We don't know how to move away from that. Like that, when we are in wrong belief, with considering that it is the only thing is truth, we can't find the correct path. Like that, when we are doing this kind of practice also, we also come into this kind of wrong views. And also, if we give much value for those wrong views, it come so much evidence come into the telling it is correct. And also, we come into this kind of lost in the forest-like situation. We can't find the path and we can't go to the correct place. So with that, holding the wrong views or holding the wrong beliefs are not helping to our path. It will help to us become to the wrong places. If we can come across this kind of views, and also if we can observe those views also, it is also another one thing only. It can come today and it will change to the next one and next one tomorrow. Like that, if we can observe it as another thing, so we can come to the correct path and we can move to the correct way. So with that, I like to come to the end of the Dhamma talk today. And also I hope to you also get some idea about the wrong views and getting away from the wrong views. You may able to become a purification and getting away from all the wrong views, and you may able to get purification in this life itself. Thank you very much.
Much thanks to Bhante for that insightful talk on mindfulness. Bhante, there was a question in the chat section about the second sutta. Unfortunately, I also couldn't catch the name of the sutta. I think one was Sabbhasva Sutta. What was the other sutta? Can we know from Bhante?
In Sabbhasva Sutra, Buddha telling about six wrong views. And the second one is Aggi Vachagotta Sutta. One person asked 10 wrong beliefs about that, or about from the Buddha. Aggi Vachagotta Sutta, it is telling about 10 wrong beliefs.
10 wrong beliefs in the Aggi Vachagotta Sutra. Okay,
And the third one is Brahmajala Sutta. It's telling about the 64 wrong beliefs.
Brahmajala Sutra. Yes, Bhante. Much thanks for that. Okay. So if anyone has questions on the talk today, you can raise a Zoom hand. We can allow you some space to raise a question. Okay, I think there's no questions on the talk for today. So I would like to thank and appreciate Venerable Bhante Akkimana Dhammagutta Theru's presence and commitment and this insight and advice on today's session for both the Q&A, the in-session mindfulness practice, and also the talk itself. So much merits to Bhante, and we hope these merits continue to provide Bhante's own practice good strength and good development in return, as these are good deeds. And then I would also like to mention with much respect Most Venerable Bhante Udayirekama Dhammajiva Mahatheru for insightfully requesting this program to reality. And also I would like to thank all the organizers who worked hard to initiate the program and who are working hard to maintain the program this way, and also those who are participating today in today's session. It's because of your participation that we have the session alive, the program running. So thank you, and much merits to you, all of you, and I hope all these merits go to develop merits go on to develop your own mindfulness into the future, and we hope to have you joining in these sessions in the future sessions as well. So with that, if anyone has a question on the program in some format, you can raise a Zoom hand. Okay, so I think I will post some quick session announcements into the Zoom chat just for your reference. This is about the two websites that are connected to our program. One is Nisarana website, the other is the Satipasala website, and then the third announcement is for you to invite others to join these sessions. So these are free mindfulness training sessions, so extremely valuable in today's world where mental health, mental fitness, and mental resilience are given a high value in today's society, in today's world. So please feel free to encourage others to join and derive this benefit. So with that, I would like to thank all of you for joining today and wish you all a happy and mindful week ahead, and special thanks to Bhante, and hope Bhante has a happy and mindful week ahead too. So I would end the session for today until we meet you all for the 50th session next week. So next session will be the 50th for this program. So hope to see you then. I will end the session today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you everyone, and have a nice and mindful week.